The bubbles, of course, mean that we have no live performance. But this week there's a fundraiser online, a fundraiser for a very good cause, the Dunedin Wildlife Hospital. The live event has been postponed, but the event has become a podcast called All Good Poems. Dunedin poet Richard Reeve joins us now. Hi there, Richard.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you very much for taking some time out of your busy day. You're a barrister, I think. Has life slowed
that's
down?
Right, a barrister and a poet. Very busy at home at the moment, I have to say.
Are you really?
No, actually, my work has fallen off a cliff, but my colleagues seem very busy.
Yeah. Are you doing? Is there any court work going on in Dunedin?
Court work for essential matters is taking place, but it's only high priority matters. That sort of, you know, things like child protection matters and serious criminal matters and so forth. Certain less significant matters have got lesser lesser priority at the moment. The courts, obviously, they've got pretty, you know, significant pressure on their doorstep on a regular basis. So,
yeah. So what happens to all the people who are arrested or cited for breaking lockdown conditions? Do they have to await for their day in court?
Well, I mean, that is an issue involving liberty of movement, and it comes down to the seriousness of the situation and the charges, obviously. If it was a high priority matter, you know, then potentially the court would want to hear those sorts of things, but I shouldn't be speaking too much about that scenario because it's really on a case-by-case basis.
Yeah, oh no, and you're here to talk poetry and wildlife. Do you have any connection, by the way, to that wildlife hospital, which I've been lucky enough to visit? It's at the Polytech there, isn't it?
Funnily enough, my partner is a trainee veterinary nurse, and she had an internship there last year. So I learnt a bit about the operations of the wildlife hospital in that context there, and she had a very interesting time. You know, sort of partook in hosing down the seabirds from time to time and saw snappy penguins and so forth. So it was, yeah, very interesting for her, and she kept on sending me images of what was happening. Probably a breach of the bird's privacy, but oh well.
They're not very litigious, those penguins.
You would hope not.
You don't need to worry about that. Yeah, I've visited it myself, and it's pretty sweet. I mean, it's not open to the public, but to give you an idea, you go in there, and in one cage is a kererea hawk, and another one's a kereru, and then there's a penguin in this one, and a ruru, a morpork, and another one. So, and they've all got different sorts of things. Some have been hit by cars, and some have been attacked by dogs, and there are some hardworking nurses and doctors there, or vets, trying to nurse them back to health. So lucky to have them in a place like Dunedin, which is actually teeming with wildlife.
Yeah, they're very, very busy. You should say, too, that the people in the wildlife hospital don't simply deal with interns in the hospital itself. They actually go out into the field to deal with larger species like sea lions and seals from time to time as well. I don't know whether they are interned in the hospital or not, but I do know that they're involved in dealing with injured wildlife of that nature as well.
Now, we're here to actually plug your thing, but I should, just while we're on the topic, mention that Wild Dunedin. I don't know if you've been involved in that festival at all. I was there a couple of years ago. Very special festival. They have had to postpone their festival that would have opened today, but they have got a bit of an online program of activities based in backyard. So if people are interested, just Google Wild Dunedin, and there's some ideas today which will get you out and discovering what's new in your garden. But you, Richard, are here to talk about this fundraiser. How is this going to work?
So, originally we had like a public reading that was scheduled for the 30th of April, and the poets in question were David Eagleton, who's the current New Zealand Poet Laureate, Ian Loughran, who is a radio host and poet and actually the coordinator of this whole sort of the podcast cyber reading called All Poets, All Good Poems Wear Travelling Shoes. Then there was Emma Neal, who's a novelist and well-known poet of this part of the world, and she's also the current editor of Landfall. There's myself, and then the final poet is Sue Wootton, and she's also a novelist and poet. And the plan of the reading was basically to raise money for this very important but somewhat starved charitable entity, the Dunedin Wildlife Hospital. Every year, to my understanding, they are struggling and looking for, you know, the benefaction of the community or anyone else anyway, because their operations, of course, are, you know, pretty important in terms of all the threatened species around Dunedin. Dunedin has often purported itself to be like the wildlife capital of the world, or New Zealand at any rate anyway. So we really, you know, sort of put a high priority in these species, and they have this function, and yet not enough people know that the tireless workers in the hospital are often pretty starved for resources. So there was a reading that was going to take place, and then COVID-19 took place, and the shutdown took place, and the reading was commuted into a podcast. And so that podcast is accessible. It's going live first and foremost through Ian Loughran's radio program, and that's on April 18th at noon on ORFM, or Otago Access Radio FM, ORFM, 105.4 FM, or is it 105.4, I'm not sure, FM. And or alternatively, you can go to that website, www.oar.org.nz, and you can put a search bar, search for All Good Poems, and you'll find the program. And as I say, then Ian is going to be coordinating readings from all those poets, and hopefully people will enjoy the program. But if they feel motivated to extend their charity to the Dunedin Wildlife Hospital, then they can actually go to the website of that hospital, and they can donate money to, you know, however much they see fit anyway, to assist in the operations. And the website of Dunedin Wildlife Hospital is www.wildlifehospitaldunedin.org.nz, or simply do a Google and you'll find it as well. So that's the short of it, really, that the reading is designed to raise the profile of the wildlife hospital and seek benefaction.
Great, and available on podcast as well. So if you didn't catch it on Access Radio, you can find it online as well. Richard Reeve, thank you very much for your contribution of your own time and talents to this, and for telling us all about it today. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.